Unit 3. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. B. Listen to a short passage entitled Cyberbullying Spreads in the US and answer the following questions.
Cyberbullying spreads in the US. A news report on the influence of the internet on US teens reports that one-third of teenagers who surf the net have been victims of cyberbullying. The research, conducted by the Pew Internet and American Life Project, says about one-third of all teenagers who use the internet say they have been targets of a range of annoying and potentially threatening online activities, such as receiving threatening messages, having their private emails or text messages forwarded without permission, having embarrassing pictures posted without permission, or having rumors about them spread online. However, the most common complaint from online teens was about private information being shared, rather than direct threats or physical violence. Teenagers still believe that worse bullying happens offline. The report discovered that as more young people join social networking sites such as MySpace and Facebook, they are making themselves weak by sharing more of their personal information online for cyberbullies to find. The survey found that 39% of social network users had been cyberbullied in some way, compared to 22% of online teens who had never used social networks. Report author Amanda Lenhart commented, "Bullying has entered the digital age. The materials of bullying would have been whispered, shouted, or passed around. Now, with a few clicks, a photo, a video, or a conversation can be shared with hundreds via email, or millions through a website, online profile, or blog posting."
2. Text, Online Dating, by Michelle Rice. Just recently, I signed up for an account on a free dating website, again. I had done these years ago. And I had also paid to be a member of several other online dating sites as well in the past. But at the present time, I rejoined just the free one. Living in a town of only 240 people, I greatly need and want to meet people, and more preferably, guys. And for me at this time in my life, the computer is the only way to do that. And yes, I have met several nice guys and have communicated with them, so far only online at the moment. I've been on this website for about a month, and I've found one guy in particular I'm communicating with on a daily basis. We started out as friends, both of us taking it slow, and actually I wrote to him first, which is a good thing, because he said he doesn't message girls first. Every day I am excited to talk to him via an instant messenger program on the computer, and we talk for about 2 hours a night. We can talk about anything. He is respectful and understanding and lots of fun. Well, at the present time we are talking online, I feel soon there will be a phone call, and we have talked about meeting. But we do live about 4 hours away from each other. Still, though, that is not that bad, distance-wise. If you find someone you really click with, distance can be one of those things that doesn't have to come between two people, but it will take both to make it work. That's the positive side of my experience. Now, nothing is perfect, and you will also have some not-so-great encounters, hopefully all safely online. You will have people message you or try to chat with you who are clearly there for a casual hookup and nothing more. But not everyone is on dating websites for those reasons. Most of the people, I do believe, are genuine in their intentions and are there looking for a real relationship. You have to weed them out, though. There were guys who have messaged me and right off the bat called me sexy and spoke to me, using certain sexually vulgar terms. And so I ended those conversations and any further contact with them right away. You have control over that. In these dating websites, there are safety measures on them. You need to use your head and be smart about what personal information you give and to whom you give, as well as when, where, and how you initiate and continue contact with each person you meet. I'm finding the more guys I meet, the more I learn about myself, what qualities I like, which ones I don't like, how I want to be treated, what makes me comfortable, and what makes me uncomfortable. Joining an online dating site is not only fun and exciting, but it is a great learning experience. I welcome this opportunity to meet people and form friendships, hopefully someday lasting relationships. I believe in becoming friends first, to build that solid foundation, to know a guy cares about me as a person, for who I am on the inside, not only about what he sees on the outside. And on these sides, I do not hold back. I don't rush into telling guys certain things about me. But when they come up, I don't hide behind the computer either and sidestep around certain topics because I'm afraid he's going to run the other way. He will run later anyway if there is an incompatible issue. So you might as well get certain things out in the open sooner rather than later, before you invest a great deal of time and energy into that relationship. Some of the topics I discuss right off the bat are my religious beliefs, certain things that I will not compromise on, things that I've learned I need in a relationship, or there will not be one, and any other deal breakers. I find girls, as well as guys, are open books on these online dating sites. Most of us in the age bracket of 26 to 49 have had plenty of experience with failed relationships or failed marriages, for that matter, and they are, most of them, very quick to share what they have been through, what they are looking for, what they are not wanting any part of. It is refreshing to see honesty in expectations. That eliminates lots of confusion down the line. I know I may get from people that guys and girls alike on these dating websites may be lying, that maybe everyone isn't so honest. Well, yes, I believe some do lie, but not the majority of them. And by getting to know a person for a good deal of time through writing online and then talking on the phone, you will be able to see discrepancies with the things they tell you. Red flags will come up, and it is up to you to pay attention to them, instead of ignoring them or brushing them aside. The way I see it, a guy can lie to me just as much online as he can in person. So whichever way one person meets another, either online or by a direct encounter, there is still that potential of lying. And I figure if a guy is willing to write to me for months before a phone call, then maybe he's a good guy. Because who else would want to do that unless he really was genuinely interested? And when you meet in a public place where there are a lot of people around, trust your instincts. If something doesn't seem right, then don't continue contact with a certain guy or girl if you sense something is off. I believe that you do have to kiss a lot of frogs to find your prince or princess, and that was a mistake I made in the past. I would start a relationship with the first available guy who happened to walk into my life at a certain moment. It didn't matter who he was. He was a guy, and that was all that mattered to me back then. But now, I'm not going to pursue a relationship with just any guy I happen to find. No, I'm going to do some exploring now. I'm going fishing, and I'm very excited to cast out my fishing line every day on the online dating website and see what I reel in. Some I know I will have to throw back in the water, and some I will put in a little pool for safekeeping as I continue to get to know them slowly, friends first. I've been having fun getting emails and talking to many great guys. Online dating may not be for everyone, but for me, it has given me a chance to have the time of my life while I'm discovering who I am and what I'm looking for in a guy who one day I hope to spend the rest of my life with.
New words.
Preferably.
Messenger.
Positive.
Genuine.
Intention.
Weed.
Sexual.
Vulgar.
Initiate.
Foundation.
Sidestep.
Incompatible.
Religious.
Compromise.
Bracket.
Refreshing.
Expectation.
Eliminate.
Confusion.
Majority.
Discrepancy.
Flag.
Ignore.
Instinct.
Explore.
Cast.
Part 2. Language and Use. 1. Dialogue. Telephone Banking. A customer is calling the bank sales representative to inquire about telephone banking services. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks. Then read it aloud.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hello, I'd like some information on the telephone banking services offered at your bank.
Certainly. What would you like to know?
How do I sign up?
Just let me know. I'll sign you up immediately.
Can you tell me how the telephone banking services work?
You can do all your day-to-day banking over the telephone 24 hours a day.
That's great. How do I access my account?
Just call the bank, key in your PIN number, and listen to the menu of options.
How do I choose the options I want?
Just press the number for the service according to the recording.
What kind of things can I do?
You can check your balance, pay bills, order a statement, or even transfer money to another account.
That's fantastic. Can I trade stocks and bonds?
I'm afraid you'll have to have a special account for that.
What about getting help if I have any problems?
There's an automated answering machine, and staff are available 9 to 5, 7 days a week.
It all sounds good to me. I'd like to sign up.
All right. Could you answer a few questions, please?
Certainly.
New words.
Fantastic.
Bond.
Automated.
2. Pair work. Talking about online shopping. Reference answer.
Do you know how to buy things online?
Yes. Last week I bought a pair of shoes online.
Is it very difficult to buy things from online shops?
No, it's quite easy. It saves you time as well as money.
Really? I need a chemistry book badly, but it is sold out in the bookstore.
Don't worry. You can buy one from an online shop.
Tell me how to do it.
First, register on a shopping website and become a member. Then log on to the website with your ID, choose the book you want, and drag the picture of it into your shopping cart. Done. You can even get a discount.
Fantastic. How should I pay the seller?
No problem. A couple of days later, the book will be delivered to you. After checking it is the right book, you can pay via your bank or PayPal.
Terrific. I cannot wait to have a try. Thank you.
Good luck.
3. Text. Online Payment Solutions. In order to conduct online transactions between you and your customer, you need an online payment system to facilitate your online transactions. Common uses of online payment systems: sending money to friends and family, paying for online purchases, receiving secure, instant payment for auctions, sending a payment request to a customer, receiving charity donations, collecting money for a group gift, an event, or a dinner bill. PayPal and WorldPay are the online payment system market leaders. However, other options such as BeanStream and VersaPay are also available. Advantages of using online payment systems. It enables your business to accept payments and other transactions online. It enables transactions in various currencies in all major countries. Online transactions take place in real time. Some providers have simple, user-friendly interfaces. Disadvantages of using online payment systems. Online transaction problems can become your problems even though it's handled by your provider. It is expensive to customize an online payment system. You may incur high chargeback penalties, especially if you're using their merchant account. You may not own the rights for your online payment system. This can be an issue when selling your business. A few examples. PayPal. PayPal is a well-established, through eBay, provider of online payment solutions. With PayPal, you can accept all major credit cards. PayPal also allows you to set up debit card payments and email transfers. WorldPay. An alternative to PayPal is WorldPay. It allows you to accept all major credit cards. WorldPay also allows you to accept debit card transactions and local payment schemes. WorldPay might be a better option for you if you do most of your business in Europe. Beanstream. Beanstream offers you a variety of payment processing and authentication services. Unlike PayPal and WorldPay, which have limited customization capabilities, Beanstream can design and build customized payment solutions for your e-business. VersaPay. Located in Vancouver, British Columbia, VersaPay offers online merchants a wide variety of advanced credit and debit card processing services. Like Beanstream, VersaPay can design and build customized payment solutions for your e-business. When starting a business, PayPal and WorldPay may be the best options for you. However, when your e-business starts to pick up, you may want to consider other providers, such as Beanstream and VersaPay, that can customize your online payment system.
New words.
Facilitate.
Donation.
Interface.
Customize.
Chargeback.
Scheme.
Authentication.
Capability.
Proper nouns.
PayPal.
WorldPay.
Beanstream.
VersaPay.
Vancouver.
British Columbia.